I'm sure that many of you have read the blog that Dana put out concerning my car accident. Forgive me for not remembering all the details, and God forgive me for not remembering all the amazing details that haven't been revealed yet. So February 4th, I was in a rollover car accident. I was so sure I was going to get to work on time that morning. My car flipped once, rolled. I don't believe in consequences. I believe that God's in control of everything. When my car flipped, it hit a truck that was already there. So medical services were already on the way there. Cops were already on scene. The guy had just moments before gotten out of his truck, so he was safe. Everyone in that area was safe. My truck rolled, and it rolled 1.5 times. It hit the passenger side, and so that side was crushed. My side was just fine. Ended up breaking a couple vertebrae, some compression fractures. In the mix of all that, I somehow called my wife and groggily told her, Dana, I've been in an accident. She was like, call 911. I was like, they're already here. So it was amazing. That's just, you know, the start of it, that people were already there, ready to take care of me. I passed out a couple times. I wasn't able to move my neck. They pulled me out, got to the hospital. I was in good spirits. I don't know if it was just assurance that God was giving me or the drugs were a mix of both, but I was feeling pretty good. And I had a lot of things going on, so I lost a lot of blood. I got this ear, was pretty cut up. My shoulder had some swelling and some internal bleeding. The fractures in my neck and my back, just a couple of things that were going on. But in all of it, I felt pretty good. God just made me, felt assured through all of that. There was one moment where I did get scared. When I got into the ER, after a while, Dana had got there, and my blood pressure dropped. And that was just a weird feeling. I didn't know really what was going on. And all these nurses and doctors came in the room and got that taken care of. And so that was really the only time in those couple of days where I was really just unsure. A couple of ways, another way that God was, I knew, was in charge of this whole situation was I had had COVID about a week and a half, 2 weeks earlier, and had a test at work, tested positive, and so I had a record of that. And so, as you know, you can still test positive for COVID after you've lost all your symptoms and everything like that. And so when I was in the hospital, they did a COVID test and I still tested positive. And so Dana wasn't able to see me and stay with me. The protocols were ridiculous. She could only be there between noon and 5, I think, every day. I couldn't have any other visitors. So that first day, she was pretty upset that she wasn't able to stay with me that night. But we talked to my work and we got the results and sent those to the doctor. And so then, you know, me already having COVID and having a record of this, and I was totally against getting tested and all that stuff at work. But because this happened to me, we had a record of it. We were able to show them that, hey, we have a record. I've already had COVID. I've been tested. I'm not contagious anymore. So Dana was able to stay with me. We have felt a lot of love from people that I haven't talked to in years. God had just shown his love to us through friends from high school we haven't had, you know, messaging with in over a decade. Just have felt a lot of love. And when I got out, excuse this jacket, but I can move my arm further than I can right now, but I could only move my arm out to the side about here. Now I can raise it over my head. I can praise God with it. I got the collar. I had a C-brace collar I was in for 2 months. The doctors thought I'd be in that thing for at least 3 months. They thought I'd be in recovery with my shoulder and everything for 6 months. I got the brace off Tuesday. I can move my neck pretty well up and down. It's an amazing thing. The doctors were really excited about the progress that's been made. But through it all, my family felt unsure about the doctor and things like that. And of course, we're scared. Like, what's going to happen? It was a major surgery. They had a actually go through my neck and put a screw through my vertebrae to shore everything up. And it's a scary thing. The doctor, this was his 11th surgery that he's done of this type. But I was confident because God didn't pull me through that car accident for nothing. He didn't have people already on site for nothing. He didn't give me the confidence that everything was going to be okay for nothing. I wasn't afraid that something was going to happen on that surgery table. And sure enough, he pulled through and he showed how amazing he is through all that. I talked to Dan McAnally shortly after, and I got home and told him again, I don't believe in any consequences, that there's a purpose for all of this. As weird and hard as it might be to go through this kind of thing, there's purpose in it. God doesn't have purposeless things, purposeless suffering, purposeless sin. He doesn't have purposeless anything. He's in charge of all this stuff. And he said to me, you know, well, what do you know what the purpose is? And I said, I don't know yet. I don't know what the purpose in all this is. But, you know, you look at Joseph. Joseph's brothers try to kill him. They sold him into slavery. He was forgotten in prison. The cupbearer and the food taster, they forgot about him. And it wasn't until he saw his family and his brothers at the palace that he said, this is what God put me through this for. This is the very purpose that God put me in all this situation for. Years and years. It wasn't just one day. It wasn't a couple weeks, a couple months. But Joseph went through all these things, and it took all these years until God showed this purpose, revealed this purpose to him. And so I don't know yet why I went through this accident, but I will keep my eyes open, and I pray that you guys keep your eyes open and that this thing's revealed to us all. So thank you.